So this is episode two of the Gamerphiliac podcast, but the name is definitely in flux right now.
Yeah, I mean, like, even our first episode wasn't meant to be an episode, so we're, well, whatever, yeah, this is episode two, but we might change the name.
Yeah, definitely, yeah, so we're using a program, Andrew, this is what you recommended to me, called Pamela, and I totally thought it was, like, a porn name, like, and I thought it was spyware and stuff. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, I told you the name like five times, and every time you didn't respond to it well, then I'm like, Pamela.
But it's a tool to record Skype conversations, so we're using Skype right now, which is pretty cool.
Yep, and yeah, and oh, by the way, this is Andrew, and you are...
I am John.
Hi, Maggie.
Maggie is my girlfriend. She's over here. So we moved into a new apartment. That's kind of why we've had to have a delay between our first and second episode, because I moved into a new place with my girlfriend, Maggie. So
that, and I've been busy playing games.
You have. So let's get straight to
get some
play. Yeah, let's go straight to the meat. So you have been playing what this past month?
Let's see. Well, I guess we might as well start with Christmas, because the last time we had a podcast was like a week before Christmas.
Yeah.
A week or two before Christmas. So for Christmas, I got Wii Sports Resort and Assassin's Creed 2 for the 360. I borrowed Uncharted 2, Among Thieves, from an old friend of mine and John's named Matt. Mm-hmm. We went to high school with him, and I went to middle school with him. And I bought Mass Effect 2 at midnight, launch night. So over the past week, I've been playing that, but before that, I was playing Assassin's Creed, a little bit of Wii Sports Resort, and what was the other one? Uncharted 2.
So what's your thoughts on like the Motion Plus controller?
It works better, but I mean, it's like, I had to have someone, I didn't spend the money, I got the Motion Pluses for Christmas, but I got two Motion Pluses for Christmas, mm-hmm. and so they weren't great, but I essentially had to have someone else go buy me something for my Wii to make it work the way I wanted to work in the first place. And I mean, it's not that big of a deal. It's not that big of a deal. It's only $20 per Motion Plus, I think.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
But, yeah. I mean, it makes the Wiimote bulkier. And I'm annoyed that it wasn't there in the first place, but you know, it's not that big of a deal. It works.
So there's rumors going around that the next Zelda would require Motion Plus.
Yeah, that's actually the main reason I wanted to go ahead and get one. I mean, I wanted Wii Sports Resort just to, as another game I could play when people come over.
Yeah.
Part of it was that you know, I'm a sucker for Zelda, and really it's gotten to the point where the only reason I buy Nintendo products is because I want to play Zelda.
Zeldas are awesome. Do you think... I feel like the Zelda games haven't changed too much in the last, like, 20 years. It's kind of like a one-trick pony, but that's a very good pony, you know?
Well, yeah. Or a one-trick panda.
Yeah, one-trick panda. God, I love pandas, but...
yeah, I could tell it. Speaking of... Okay, never mind. That's going off on a
tangent. You can go off on tangents if you want. I mean, this is kind of impromptu.
Okay, so I was on Dig, and there was an article that said Space Station near completion. And for some reason, like, I saw the word near, and I wasn't all there, so I read Space Bears in Orbit, and I was like, oh.
That's not interrelated.
I imagine, like, really calm, happy-looking grizzly bears in little astronaut suits, you know, with, like, the bubble helmet. You know, kind of like a fishbowl helmet.
This sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's like they're holding little delicate instruments, and they're floating in space working on a space station. And every now and then, one pisses the other one off, and he smacks them, and then they kind of chill out, and they go back to work.
So...
And I'm like, whoa, that came out.
So let me get this straight. You read a headline, and then you entirely devised, like, this plot.
Yeah.
In your head, just instantly for, like, a cartoon or a movie.
Yeah, I mean, it said Space Station Near's completion, but I saw Space and Near, and I replaced the N with a B, and I was like, oh, Space Bear. That kind of reminds me of the spaceship story, which you can tell later on.
I can tell it now. You want me to tell it now?
But... Actually, yeah, go ahead. Well, just as a little bit of a background, I'm a big fan of the Rebel FM podcast. I met those guys in Seattle when I was visiting John back in September for PAX. And just, well, long story short, I hung out with them for a little bit. And then like a month later, I sent them an email describing a story of something that John did at one point in time, and they thought it was hilarious, and it's not really a prank, but I pretty much surprised John by having the story of this epic fail that he had.
Yeah.
A year or so.
It was horrible at the time. So here's what happened. There was this girl who I kind of had a crush on, and we went on a date or two, and then she was talking about, oh, have you guys ever seen the movie Space Chimps? And I was like, oh, isn't that like that crappy CG movie? you know, because they got like horrible reviews and stuff, and I didn't want to watch it. And she was like, yeah, that was, I worked on that as an intern, and I felt so bad. It was horrible. It was a very awkward moment, and we never hung out again after that. It was awkward. So, and then Andrew, you love that story, and then you happen to tell the entire world that story.
Yeah. Well, it turns out I kind of told Australia in particular, because for whatever reason, Rebel FM is, I heard on their podcast that they are the number one rated podcast in Australia.
That's great. So probably like thousands of people have heard this embarrassing story.
Yep.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
It's all free. So you played Wii Sports Resort, and you played Assassin's Creed. How was Assassin's Creed? How was it compared to the first one, in your opinion?
Oh, I loved it. I never finished the first one. The first one I borrowed from, again, Matt. I borrow a lot of games from Matt. You'll find out over the next year, probably. I'll probably frequently say, well, I borrowed this game from Matt. And the next thing, oh, I borrowed another game from Matt. But anyway, I played the first one. I played maybe a quarter of it. I had fun, but I got kind of bored with it. And then right around the time that I hit the point, or right around the point where I hit maybe a quarter of the way through, Grand Theft Auto 4 came out, and I dropped Assassin's Creed
before
GTA. Never looked back. But now that I'm playing, or now that I've played and completed Assassin's Creed 2, up until that point in time, I decided that New Super Mario Bros. Wii was my favorite game of the year, beating out Modern Warfare 2, which is another very deserving game. But anyway, I kept hearing that a lot of people really liked Assassin's Creed 2 and Uncharted 2, and I figured that I would end up probably liking Uncharted 2 more than New Super Mario Bros. Wii, but based on my experiences with the first Assassin's Creed, I wasn't that excited about playing the second
one. Yeah.
I mean, I wanted, but I was like, whatever. So my brother got me that for Christmas, and I ended up really, really enjoying it. And it turned out to be one of those games that I just had a super difficult time putting down. Let's see, what did I like about it? The story was cool. I mean, it wasn't anything spectacular, but it was fun enough.
Did you like the whole, like, Da Vinci, you know, vehicles aspect and stuff, like the hang glider and everything?
Yeah, I liked it, but I'm not an achievement whore, but I didn't realize at the time that one of the achievements in the game was to kick someone while flying on his flying machine.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have very many opportunities to do that. I don't want to spoil anything, but I never took advantage of that because I just wanted to get past that level for whatever reason. I think it was kind of late and I wanted to get to bed.
Yeah.
So I dipped right through that level. I didn't kick anybody. And then I got to the point where I couldn't go back and do that mission anymore, and I didn't get that achievement, and I'm like, well, shit.
Oh, so you have to, like, do the whole game again to, like, get that achievement?
If I want to, which I'm not going to do.
Oh, that's, isn't that bullshit? Because then that's always going to be, like, there, you know, to taunt you.
Well, see, I heard that if you buy I think there's one DLC pack out for it, and I heard that there is at least one flying mission in there where you can get that achievement.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard the DLC isn't really that great, so I don't know if I'll bother.
Yeah, so people might buy just to try to get that achievement.
Yeah, But my favorite thing about the game was, I mean, I enjoyed running around on the rooftops and everything, and I enjoyed chasing people down, and I really liked it when I got there was a really cool weapon. In the first game, you had that weapon where I forgot what it's called. I guess it's called the Assassin's Spike or Assassin's Blade, where it kind of, excuse me, where it pops out of your wrist and you can stab people with it.
Yeah.
And you guys can't see it, but I'm doing stabbing motions right now, like in the air. But yeah, I love running around with that and, like, stabbing people through the face, or like or pulling out my dagger and like cutting their throat, and you can hear them go when they fall down.
Oh, gruesome!
I'm like, awesome. Yeah, it was pretty fun.
So okay, so you played Assassin's Creed, you give it a thumbs up. You played a little bit of Wii Sports, and okay, so Mass Effect, that's been the big one for these past couple of weeks. What's your thoughts on that one?
The first Mass Effect was a game that I didn't pick up when it came out because I didn't have an Xbox at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I kept hearing about this Mass Effect game, and I thought, oh, Mass Effect, whatever. Like, I didn't realize just how good it was until my brother-in-law, Paul, kept telling me that he thought I would really like it. So I picked up the first one, and long story short, I really loved it. I put, like, probably 40 to 60 hours into the game.
Oh, wow, okay.
And, I'm not going to dwell on that too much, but I really liked it, and I finished it. I picked it up, like, in April of last year, I think, and I finished it in May. And when I was done, I was disappointed to hear that I still had almost a full year to wait until part two came out. you know, I was excited because it gave me a chance to play other games while I was anticipating part two. So finally I got part two, and I'm at the point where I can pretty easily say this is like my favorite game I've ever played.
Whoa.
The main Zelda thing. It's like, I really like it. So, and I mean, I've always been
So in your opinion, do you have to play the first game before you can play the second one, or is it okay just to jump into the second one?
Nah, it's okay to jump into the second one, but I feel like there was one really huge moment that, like, one of the biggest moments to me in the game was something that tied into the first one.
Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't understand that really unless you played the first one.
Yeah, and they kind of they talked about this briefly on either the Giant Bombcast, another favorite podcast of mine, or in Rebel FM, where they revealed something in such a way so that it was big, but they didn't make a big grand deal about it. They were just like, how's it going?
Mm-hmm.
It was like super understated, you know, like a quick acknowledgement of, hey, this is what's going on. I'm trying to be really vague because I don't want to spoil this.
Sure,
you know,
yeah.
It's really cool. But I was like, oh, this is so cool. And then afterwards, it hit me that they were very low-key about it in such a way that it felt like more of a nod to people who played the first one than anything else. Because, I mean, if you've never played it before, you could tell there's a backstory behind what's going on. But if you play the first one, to me, it was really big. And, you know, I'm kind of deviating from your question now, but you don't have to play the first one to enjoy the second one. But I think it'll greatly enhance your experience if you've played the first one, just because you know the backstory and everything. You can get straight into this new story knowing everything that's gone on in the past. And like, as you probably know, if you played the first game, if you beat the first game, a special save file is created after you beat the game that stores information on every decision you made in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are several points in the game, in the game where you get to decide to maybe kill this one guy or let him live, or you're on a mission, you have to do one thing or the other, you know, and so on.
Yeah.
You have a lot of decisions to make. And the save file keeps track of everything, and it imports it straight, or exports it straight into Mass Effect 2. That way, when you play Mass Effect 2, you're effectively continuing the story that you crafted yourself when you played the first one.
That's really sweet. Yeah, I know, like, with Maggie and I, we've been watching, like, the commercials, and she seems really interested in it, too. Like, so I was thinking about picking it up for her, although she hasn't played the first one. And I played the first one for about 10 hours or so, but I got a little bit bored of it. I didn't feel like there was probably enough combat early on in the game, maybe, and there was a lot of talking. I wasn't too interested in the characters, but I think I had to play it more, probably, to really get into it.
So, you spent a lot of time in the Citadel, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that part, I enjoyed it because it kind of felt like the beginnings of a Star Wars type of movie, you know?
Yeah.
Because I could tell they were really setting the groundwork and introducing characters and everything. But yeah, I know what you mean. I remember getting through that and I'm like, wow, there's quite a bit of talking going on here. Not a lot of action.
Yeah, that's how I kind of felt. So that's actually where I quit. And so I feel like I owe it that I should, you know, I should try to finish up both those games.
Yeah, if you have time, I'd go ahead and try to beat the first one because it makes the second one that much better.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's so many games out there right now, and, I mean, we're like 2 months behind on our podcast recording schedule. Obviously, we have a lot of things to do. We don't have the most time in the world to play every game out there.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, like, you were playing Mass Effect and stuff, and I was playing, I beat Bayonetta. I loved that game. So kind of in my opinion, it's a lot like Devil May Cry. It's made by the same person. And I thought Devil May Cry was, like, really, really hard at parts. And some people really enjoy that, I guess. You know, like, kind of like the Ninja Gaiden series, you know? It's, like, action, but it's really difficult, and it's a real challenge. Bayonetta, I played on normal mode, and it was a good challenge, but it wasn't super difficult. Like, if I died at parts, like, it brings you back to a save point just a minute prior, and you'd have full health. So if you had just a little bit of health before when you died, you come back with full health. That kind of made all the world of a difference, and it really made the game a lot more enjoyable for me. So rather than, like, struggling and dying over, you know, like, I die once or twice in a row, and then I could come back and complete it. And it was so over the top. Like, there's parts of the game where, like, you have ice skating weapons, like, on the bottom of your feet, they're ice skates, and you can, like, slice people up with it, and you're fighting on a rocket with, like, a whip in your hand. Like, it's amazing. And I just thought it was awesome. I thought it was kind of fun. It was kind of cheesy. The plot really didn't make any sense. But, I mean, that's not what I wanted out of the game. You know, I wasn't in there for, like, the Mass Effect, you know, deep storyline. And it was awesome. I mean, in my opinion, totally worth, like, the $60. I completed it in probably about 10 or 15 hours, you know. And And in my opinion, you know, some people like, you know, if they plunk down $60 in a game, you know, they really want to get a lot of value out of it, you know, so to have a game that they could play for hours and hours. But kind of for me, it's like if I pay $60 and I have an awesome, enjoyable 15 hours of gameplay, you know, like to me that's a good game, you know. It's kind of my opinion, so.
Go ahead.
Oh, but I played a lot of that, and I played a lot of Call of Duty online play, because I kind of skipped out on that over the Christmas season and stuff, because I was working and moving and everything. But yeah, I mean that's a fun game, although I haven't beat the single player yet.
I enjoy the single player, but I like I'm in it for the multiplayer. I played a good bit of Call of Duty or Modern Warfare 1, and well, like most people have said, the second one I think is better. You know, it takes the old gameplay and adds a lot of things onto it.
Absolutely.
A lot of features, I love it.
One thing some things kind of suck though, like you know, like the kill streak thing, so like, you know, if you get 3 kills, you get some perk or something and you can buy new ones. The one that's like for a little bit of spoilers, but I think everybody that wanted the game has already got it. If you get 25 kills in a row, you get to release like the atomic bomb. It's like, yeah. How the hell do you get 25 kills in a row?
Camp.
You what?
I think most people who get it get a sniper rifle or
get one. And they just hide and like snipe the whole time.
Yeah, I don't like it when people camp, but I've gotten to the point where every now and then I will do it just because, you know, people do it all the time, and sometimes I get frustrated, and I'm like, you know, screw it. The whole other team is camping.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn the table and give it to them. And it eventually gets to the point where I remember one time I was really pushing to unlock a P90 Akimbo.
Yeah.
Which means, by Akimbo, I mean you get to hold
two weapons.
One gun in each hand, yeah. And, you know, the P90 is, I remember I've loved that gun since the old days of GoldenEye 64. Just because it's a submachine gun. It's a submachine gun. Whatever, it doesn't matter. But
yeah.
It shoots really fast and does a lot of damage. And so if you have one in each hand, you're like doing double the damage. So finally I unlocked Akimbo P90s. And in that game, I wasn't used to, since you have a gun in each hand, if you pull the right trigger, you shoot the right gun. If you pull the left trigger, you shoot the left gun. Which means that you can't pull the left trigger to look down your iron sights or the red dot or the scope or whatever you have. So it felt weird running around holding both triggers, just kind of shooting people without actually aiming. You know, I was shooting from the hip, so I was kind of taking it slow, and I kind of halfway camped throughout the entire match, and I went 13-0, so I didn't get a single kill. 13, I didn't die a single time. I'm like, ah,
that is awesome. Like camp.
Yeah, it made me very, very
happy. Yeah. So there is some sweet games kind of on the horizon a little bit coming out in the next couple of weeks. There's BioShock 2. Are you gonna get that one?
I might eventually, but I've actually never played the first one.
So I played the first one, and I absolutely loved it. I loved the storyline. I thought it was really interesting. And I'm not a fan of, like, scary games. I don't really like Resident Evil or Silent Hill and stuff. Except in this game, there was a couple of scary moments, but it's, like, it was really interesting. I thought that the powers you get with the plasmids, like, either fire in your hand or ice in your hand or levitation or whatever, you know, that you get, like, I always thought those things were really, really cool. So I'm pretty pumped about the second one, but I don't know if I'll get it at launch. And then they got Final Fantasy 13 is coming out, too. Are you going to get that guy?
Oh, yeah. No, nothing against the Final Fantasy series, but I've never been a huge RPG fan. I mean, I like RPGs, but when I play an RPG, I want to play something like Zelda, which is really more of an action-adventure game.
Yeah.
Or Mass Effect, which is definitely an action RPG. Oh, I forgot to mention earlier, like most people know, Mass Effect 2 has a lot more action to it. I mean, it's got a lot of dialogue and a lot of talking, but they've really improved the combat in the game as a response to user responses from the first game. A lot of people complained that they didn't really like the combat that much, kind of like you were saying.
Yeah.
And Mass Effect 2 has just much, much better combat. But anyway, I don't want to go off on that again. But I've never been a huge RPG fan, but I do play them from time to time. The thing is, I don't like turn-based RPGs. I get bored. My attention span is too short, I guess.
Well,
I
just want to go is Final Fantasy 13, is it a little bit action-based? I haven't really seen the combat yet.
I'm kind of ignorant about that. I haven't even looked into it. I have nothing against the series. It's just it's never grabbed me. And if I hear that it's... Well, it really boils down to whether or not it's turn-based. And I'm assuming it's going to be turn-based because I think every Final Fantasy game in the past has been turn-based, and I just don't really get into those types
of games. Some of them, they're kind of turn-based. They're like, you know, you can only attack when, like, your meter gets full, and that happens every few seconds or something. But then sometimes they have, like, free roaming where you can kind of move around a little bit. So they've kind of gone away from a lot of the, you know, sorry. I lost my train of thought here. they've kind of gone away from, like, you know, just the menu, start, action, go, you know? So.
Yeah. Great, I lost my train. Okay. All right, what I was going to say was that really the only Final Fantasy game that I've played is Final Fantasy II for the NES, and I've actually got that sitting in my bedroom like 10 feet away from me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I've got one of the very first Final Fantasy games on the NES in my possession, but I've just never gotten into the series.
Yeah, I played a few. I mean, I really like the Tactics series, you know, because that was like, you know, Tactics depends on your position and your, like, your elevation or your depth and, you know, what characters you're using. And you need to take the time for the turn-based combat to, like, decide on where you want to go. So it's almost like a board game. You know, like, you need a few moments just to think. So if that was an action RPG, it would be too quick and you wouldn't, it kind of spoils some of the gameplay aspect. Excuse me, some of the gameplay aspects. But,
that's Final Fantasy Tactics?
Yeah, yeah. And there's other games in that series like Tactics Ogre, Disgaea, and stuff. And those are really fun, I think. You know, because those actually require you to spend a few minutes to think about your decisions, but, yeah, I know what you mean. Sometimes, like, they can be kind of boring, you know, and the battles can take a long time and stuff.
Yeah. And I know another big game that's coming out is Splinter Cell Conviction, right?
Yeah, that one's going to be coming out pretty soon, too. And that one looks sweet. Have you seen, like, the trailers for that and stuff?
Yeah, I have. It looks pretty good. It's just, I don't know if I'm going to eventually get it, but I don't know how long I'm going to wait before I get it because I still need to finish Mass Effect. There I go again about Mass Effect. I played like 35 hours of it, and I think I've got like another 20 hours of gameplay left.
In Damn!
It. So I'm really for everything. I'm super enjoying it.
Yeah.
But when I'm done with that, we still need to go and play Gears of War 2 co-op. You know, we never finished.
We never did that. We need to do that.
Yeah, I think we're in chapter 4, so we're pretty close.
Yeah, and then also I bought Left 4 Dead 2, and I haven't even opened it up yet, so we got to play that.
Wow, that's a machine.
I know. We should play it like today. After you're done with Mass Effect.
Well, you know, I don't know if today will work because something else I was going to bring up was that I've done this twice now, but tonight I'm going to have my third LAN party at my apartment, the Xbox LAN party.
Oh, sweet. So is everybody going to bring over an Xbox and you guys are going to play some, like, Halo or something, or what?
Call of Duty,
yeah.
Yeah. So I've got this, my old computer monitor that I used to use for my computer before I found out I could hook up my computer to my LCD TV.
Yeah.
So I've got sitting around as a spare in case anybody needs one. But other than that, people just bring their Xboxes and their either a computer monitor because they're easier to carry because most of them are small LCD monitors or an older TV. And we tried playing over I guess it's not that much of a LAN party because we're not actually playing over a LAN. I don't remember why, but we ended up just deciding to play over live. Like, we play in a private match over live.
Yeah.
Like we're on a LAN for whatever reason. We couldn't get the LAN thing to work properly. I think it's because I don't have enough ports on my hub. So we just play over live, but it's like a LAN party.
So,
and it's usually like six of us, and we just play for like 6 hours.
Well, that's awesome. I could play with you guys if you're playing over live. I'm down.
Actually, yeah. Yeah, good point. We'll probably do that. I mean, if you're online, we'll
invite you. Okay, let's do it.
And you'll just have to be sad knowing that you're in Seattle all by your, well, with Maggie while we're over here in San Antonio.
Maggie's not going to be here tonight. She's going to a Harry Potter meetup. Like, you know, meetup.com? They have different, you know, groups and stuff. Well, they have a Harry Potter one. So she's going to go meet a bunch of Harry Potter fans.
I need to see if there's a Mass Effect meetup. She can sit around discussing how nerdy we are.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be like another level of nerdiness.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. All right, well, we should play some games tonight then. And I think this concludes episode 2 of our podcast. And hopefully now we'll be kind of on a regular basis now that we're kind of settled in and stuff. Got all our equipment and everything. So.
Yeah, I think we're kind of getting a better, more of a feel for it now. I mean, I feel like we're still rough around the edges, but we're doing fine. Because we're just doing this for fun anyway, so it really doesn't
matter. This is totally just for fun and stuff. And today it was just kind of like, can we get it going? You know, is all our equipment working and everything? So.
Yeah, and again, like we mentioned earlier, we are recording this over Skype. I bought a microphone made by the company Blue called the Snowball Mic. I paid like $70 for it off of Amazon. It's got tons of good reviews, and it's, I think it sounds really great. And I bought it for this another podcast that I do with our friend Matt called the Lone Conspirators Podcast.
Mm-hmm, that's kind of about paranormal stuff and everything.
So kind of paranormal. Yeah, UFOs, aliens, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And really, we bought the microphone because I know a guy who's on the show Ghost Lab on Discovery Channel. I mean, I know one of the guys from the show. His name is Hector. So if you watch the show, the guy, the cast member named Hector Cisneros is a friend of mine. And he got Matt and I an interview with the Kling brothers, the two guys who founded Everyday Paranormal, which is the group that Ghost Lab follows around for the TV show.
Yeah.
And so Matt and I bought this microphone so we can interview them over Skype using, you know, a high-quality microphone. And actually, I mean, I feel like one of the reasons we're even doing this podcast is because you, John, and I love my microphone so much that you wanted to go buy
it. I did. I got the same one.
Use it. Yeah, it's just that we've never recorded a Skype-to-Skype podcast before. Like, the one I did before was Skype-to-Telephone. This is actual Skype-to-Skype. So I have no idea if this is going to end up sounding pretty bad once we're done with it. But, I mean, John, your voice sounds, like, super clear over my surround sound system.
Yeah, your voice sounds clear, too, yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully the podcast sounds good when we put it up. But either way, it doesn't matter. We're having fun.
Absolutely, yeah. And so you're going to post this up on your blog. You're going to give...
Yeah.
So that'd be sweet too. So we're getting a little bit of marketing. I'll post it up on my Facebook, you know, letting people know.
Okay.
And stuff too.
And I think really the only thing we need to figure out is what we want to call the podcast. We settled on Gamephiliac or Gamerphiliac just as kind of something to go with, but we've been thinking about changing it. Do you want to mention some of the names that we thought of?
I'm trying to think. I remember we kind of bounced some ideas back and forth. Do you remember?
Okay, well, my brother-in-law, Paul, came up with the name Level-Headed, which I really like.
Mm-hmm.
I came up with the name Level 2, which is kind of a play on Revision 3 and Level-Headed.
Mm-hmm.
Just I figured that might be a good name because, I mean, of course, it's video game related. And then on top of that, it's my second podcast and it's your second podcast.
It is, yeah.
So you're Level 2. And when you and Cody and all your friends in Seattle... I remember right after PAX, I think it was a Saturday, like PAX Saturday or sometime that weekend, we were sitting around trying to come up with a name for you guys' podcast. And I really like the name ComboCast.
Yeah, that was a cool one too. Yeah, kind of like a combo breaker, you know.
Combo breaker. Yeah, I mean, you want to call it the ComboCast so I can end every single episode saying combo breaker. I kind of like that.
Yeah, and then you came up with cool logos and stuff too. So we're open for suggestions. So if any of... you know, your blog friends are reading this, you know, or listening, maybe they can write us some comments because we're open to suggestions.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the top three choices right now are Level 2 or Level 3, Level-Headed and ComboCast.
Sounds good.
Or even Gamephiliac, which is what we have right now.
Yeah, I talked to some friends and they don't like Gamephiliac.
Yeah.
I kind of like it. I kind of like it, but other people...
I like it because it sounds like necrophilia. That's
kind of
cool.
Gross.
Not that... Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so we're open for suggestions and stuff.
Cool. All right, well.
Okay.
I guess that concludes episode 2, unless you have anything else to say, John.
I do not, so this concludes episode 2 of our podcast. Thanks for listening.
All right, thank you very much. Combo breaker! Wait, wait.
Cut it there. I'll cut it at combo breaker.
Combo breaker! Okay.
All right, bye, buddy. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Hi, John.
Hey, okay, do I press stop?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna press stop. I'm gonna see what happens.